From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
All right, it's Taz and the Moose with you here on this Monday morning as we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams. And for 30 years, they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. You've got Mike and Pete across the way. Andrew, your updates to 9 a.m. Eastern time we go. We had some breaking news that kicked off our program this morning. And with that, here you go, the three.
It is now time for the three. We get you caught up on the three biggest headlines of the day with Taz and the Moose. Number one.
Washington Redskins fire coach Jay Gruden.
Yes, he was fired this morning. A couple minutes before 6 a.m. Eastern time, the news came down, Taz, that he was out. Maybe about 10 minutes before, 5:50 a.m.
Right.
I believe Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, broke the story. 35-49-1 in six seasons, one playoff appearance in 2015 for one Jay Gruden. He is out. He joked around yesterday that, well, if the keys still work, I'll show up to work tomorrow. He knew the clock was ticking. He had that video get leaked out that was a year plus old on Friday. It looked like someone was trying to disparage him on the way out. It's been an absolute disaster. You don't see eye to eye, with him in the organization. They did right by the franchise and they did right by Gruden as well. You couldn't keep him along here. With the team being 0-5 to begin the year, they're a brutal watch. They're going nowhere. Gruden was not the answer, so it's better to cut it off at the knees now, Taz, than have him basically twisting in the wind with 1 year left on his deal.
Yeah, no, I agree. What did we say? He's got like a year left on his deal,
a year
right?
left on his contract.
Yeah. I was talking earlier. I was like saying, where does he end up? I would think that, he's an offensive specialist, but a coordinator a lot of his career, offensive coordinator. Yeah, obviously, his brother, his brother's the head coach of the Oakland Raiders and he's got big power there. I don't think they're going to fire the current Raider offensive coordinator, but I could see him landing there, if not someplace else. Who knows? He's coached for a long time, and I know they stink, Moose, and it's your team, but players seem like they like him. Players seem to really like him. Heard a guy crying on the air about it.
Yeah, I don't think it's
who was that?
I don't think it's a case of likability, Taz. I do think it's about whether or not he's a good coach. I don't know if Jay Gruden is necessarily a great coach, and I think he got progressively worse as it went along here. And Bill Callahan's now going to take over as an interim head coach. Kevin O'Connell, who they think very, very highly of, was a quarterback at San Diego State. I think O'Connell was actually drafted by the New England Patriots coming out of college. He's been on that skin staff. He's going to take over as offensive coordinator for the Washington Redskins and be the play caller here moving forward. We'll see if that brings about any kind of a change either. Bruce Allen will have a 1 o'clock presser this afternoon. He has not addressed the media, Taz, since 2015. So it's
I didn't know that.
Yeah, oh so it's God. Been a while since That's you've heard funny. From Bruce Allen. now from all those around the Redskins or cover the Redskins on Twitter speculating, saying, is he just going to make a statement, or is he going to take some questions?
Update us where he's been?
Right.
Well, I've been gone for a few years. Here I am.
Think about that, running a franchise. You haven't addressed the media and the fan base in quite some time. Taz, it's terrible. As a buddy of mine who's in the ticket business told me, there was a time when they were at RFK when you couldn't get a ticket for a Redskin game. It was impossible to find a ticket.
Right.
Now you go to them, basically they're selling them at 10 cents on the dollar. Nobody wants to go to the Redskin games. You saw it yesterday, Taz. We had John from Orange call up, a huge Patriot fan. He was down there. And not even just that, but, I mean, those that were at the game, it was like 70, 80% Patriot fans, to the point where Bill Belichick is thanking the fans after the game for their support.
Yeah.
And they're on the road.
And for those that are just joining us, like was just ref John from Jersey, John was saying that they were for Josh Gordon making catches, and in D.C. they're playing Flash Gordon sound effects or music, whatever.
How is that possible?
I don't know. You know him better than me. He's telling the truth.
No,
right?
But he's telling. I don't think he would. No, he would not say. But how is that? How is that humanly possible?
I don't know how that happened.
That you would. There's no other stadium that would be happen. Imagine they start.
I never heard of nothing like that.
What did Belichick's son start running the PA system?
Well, if McDermott, my head coach, the Bills be yelling at him, get your ass off the field!
Yeah,
you know about that last week, right?
I do know about that. Yeah, so
get off the field.
Where do the Redskins go from here? Who the hell knows? They're a dysfunctional franchise.
Happy as a Redskins fan? You got to be happy.
Taz, you know what? I'll answer it this way. I said it earlier. You know what? I'll be happy if they got rid of Bruce Allen.
I don't think he's been the president there for 3 years. He's the president of the freaking team.
Well, he's been there for
he's been there long enough. He's been the president.
Yeah, he's been the president for three years. But and they seem to like to force good football people out of the building.
Right.
I think they need new leadership from the top. And some would make the argument, Taz, it's never going to change as long as Daniel Snyder's owning the team, and he's never given up the team. You know, he's the ultimate fanboy. You know, he's a billionaire, grew up a huge Redskin fan with their days at RFK. You know, he's not getting forced to sell. He's not going to sell. So is it going to really change all that much? I don't know if it's necessarily going to change. I don't think Gruden was a particularly good head coach, but I think he was probably the least of their troubles. I think there are greater issues. But he's out after the wide speculation for the last, you know, week and a half, Taz, of what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Fire his rear end already.
Right.
And now he gets fired.
Yeah. Well, like you said earlier, we very rarely get breaking news because we go on the air so early at 6 a.m. Eastern, and this happened like right around that time. So it was good for us. It was good conversation.
Was great. You know? Yeah, Mike showed me the tweet from Rappaport, and I was like, stunning.
Yeah. No, I know. It's nuts.
Usually if it's not someone getting fired, I think the last breaking news we had was Olympic coverage. I think that was probably it.
That's fine.
All right, here we go. Next.
Number 2.
Colts surprising 19-13 win in Kansas City versus the Chiefs.
Yeah, how about that? How about the fact that the Indianapolis Colts went in there, ran the ball, that a lot, you know, very, you go back to that playoff game a year ago, and what did everyone say? Luck at quarterback, Mr. 39 touchdowns. They said, look at what Indianapolis is going to do. They're going to line up. They're going to run the ball down the Chiefs' throats, and they're going to have a hell of a shot of winning that playoff game. Didn't play out that way.
No,
right?
No.
The Chiefs won that game. Indianapolis couldn't get their ground game going. They played very, very poorly, and the Chiefs went on to the AFC Championship game, which they eventually lose to the Patriots. Then you go to last night. Coming off a loss at home to the Oakland Raiders, who, by the way, won yesterday in London over the Chicago Bears. The Indianapolis Colts go into Kansas City last night and run the ball right down the Chiefs' throats, dominate time of possession. Brissett plays well. That front four manhandled the Chiefs' offensive line. Mahomes was running for his life the most of the night. He really was. Then he had to deal with the ankle injury that he suffered toward the tail end of the first half, Taz, in half number two, and they go on to the 19-13 victory. That's a hell of a victory by the Colts.
No doubt. And I'll tell you, most impressive, and I was happy for the guy, the awesome defensive end for the Colts, Justin Houston, former member of the Chiefs. Man, he set a tone, and he showed. It was like, all right, yeah, you guys want to say bye-bye to me? Well, watch me go now. Man, he was all over the place. Look, the offensive line, led by Quentin Nelson of that Baltimore Colts, of the Indianapolis Colts, unbelievable. They just are tremendous. We knew that if Andrew Luck was healthy and he was still playing or he was there, you know, how strong of a line they built for him. Now, Brissett has that line, and good God, Marlon Mack is taking advantage of that awesome offensive line. Because, dude, you're right. They ran the ball down the Chiefs' throat. Big time.
Oh, they did. And their coverage in the secondary is very, very good. They do miss Tyreek Hill, Taz. They miss that guy that can kind of stretch the field.
True.
And there were throws that Mahomes usually puts on guys last night that he makes that he clearly missed. And that's the other issue you have as well. When you look at their play last night, is that concern and that problem. And so for Kansas City, listen, they'll be fine. They'll be okay. But it's two bad games in a row, right? I mean, they didn't play well last week in Detroit. They found a way to win the game because the Lions got in their own way a lot of the time. And then last night, come back home against Indianapolis. They didn't play a good game either.
No.
I mean, the Chiefs are happy to be 4-1. They could easily be a 3-2 football team right now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, absolutely. You know, it's just... You know, that's the thing we were saying earlier. You never know, right? You just never know with the NFL. Anything could happen at any time, unless it's the Redskins playing. But really, it's not.
Or the Dolphins.
Or the Dolphins.
But yes, the Redskins are right there. That's fine. You know, they stink.
I'll break it, though, just because my terrible. Bills won again. So yes. We're sitting at 4-1. But, yeah, you know, here's the thing. You never know what's going to happen. And with the Chiefs, I did not think that they would lose this game to the culture. What was the line in that game? Do you remember?
10.5.
10.5.
Yeah, it was at one point in time, 11.
Did this game? I feel like I picked this game.
I don't remember.
I don't remember either. I know I took the Packers over my Cowboys. I don't know when that was. We're looking at
the... You did not take the Colts game.
Moose didn't take it? I thought one of us did, no?
Nope, nobody did.
I didn't I didn't love that game. No. But, yeah, so there you have it.
Right.
The Chiefs last night lose to the Colts. Give Brissett and the Colts great credit for executing the game plan. The game plan that Frank Reich put together as well.
Yeah.
Being physical up front. And they won the defensive battle and offensive line battle and the battle in the trenches. And they walk out of Arrowhead with a hard-earned 19-13 win.
Number 3.
Braves and Dodgers take a 2-1 series lead in the NLDS.
Yes. I mean, you got a 4-pack of games today with the Astros and the Rays getting it going at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I mean, if you want to help Tampa Bay baseball out as well, do you have to put the game at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on a Monday afternoon? I mean,
yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, 1 o'clock.
People are working.
Right. I mean, the Cardinal fan will show up in droves. You could put that game on at 3 o'clock in the morning. That's the Cardinal funny. Fan will be there.
Oh, my
you
God.
Know, for the Rays fans, like 1 o'clock on a Monday? Anyway, so you've got an opportunity, Taz, where some of these series could, all four of them could end today, right? The Astros lead the Rays 2-0. You saw the Dodgers have a 2-1 lead on the Nats with Scherzer on the mound for Washington today. You have the Braves with a 2-1 lead on the St. Louis Cardinals and the Yankees with the ho-hum 2-0 series lead on the Minnesota Twins with that game back in Minnesota. Well, that's the late start tonight at 8:40 tonight, Eastern time.
Yeah, your Yankees, excuse me, your Yankees looking great.
Games are unwatchable, though, Taz.
I know.
That first game was 4.5 hours, 13 pitchers. That game's an impossible watch.
Yeah, no.
And I'm a Yankees fan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, but still, it's good. I mean, you're going in.
No, I'm happy that they're winning. I understand. No, I but, you, Taz, you want to sit there for 4.5 hours and watch a baseball game?
No. Like you said, it's just bad for the. And again, putting the game on at 1 o'clock on a Monday, you know, you make a great point. I mean, that's just insanity. That's insanity. I mean, that's just. You're doomed. You're doomed. So, yeah, I mean, look, this is like we said, it's a great time to watch the games. I'm Dodgers all the way, okay? So right now we're winning with 2-1 over the Nats, and I'm excited. I'm fired up.
Here's the problem they have.
Football zone, though. I have to be honest. Just truth be told.
No, I got you. Your Mets are out, so yeah, exactly. You know I know you're, you. Know. Yeah, I get it. Tough to emotionally invest
probably
yourself.
Be room for the Dodgers. Like, all right,
yeah. No, well, the Dodgers had the 7-run sixth inning last night, where Dave Martinez tried to get a little cute, as he did in Game 2, bringing Max Scherzer in the game. Last night, he brings Patrick Corbin on his throw day in the game. And unfortunately, he gets the two outs, and then the walls cave in on him. Couldn't get that final out, couldn't get that final strike. The Dodgers end up pushing across 7 runs in the beginning. Turner with a home run. Kiki Hernandez was a bases-clearing double.
Yeah.
You know, they had one big hit after another, as they win that game going away 10-4, Taz. And then earlier in the evening, as that game went final out in St. Louis, how about the Atlanta Braves? First off, give Adam Wainwright a lot of credit. He throws 7 2/3 innings before he comes out of the game. They hand off it to their closer, who absolutely implodes as the Braves come back and win that game 3-1 to take a 2-1 series lead. And that one, as Martinez was terrible in the game. And for St. Louis now, they face a scenario here where they're at home. I'd be surprised.
They go at 3 p.m. Eastern, I think.
3 p.m., right, yeah, correct. Taz, I'd be surprised. Let's do it here. Astros, do you think they eliminate the Rays today?
I do.
I agree with you.
Yeah, I do. I do.
Braves and Cardinals. Do you think the Cardinals stave off elimination?
This is the only one I'm a little... I think they do.
Okay.
What about
I'm
you?
With you.
You're with me.
Okay. I'm with you. I think the Cardinals force a game five down in Atlanta. I'm with you. I think Greinke and the Astros, I think they sweep away the Rays. Dodgers and Nats tonight, 6:40 down in Washington. Scherzer, Rich Hill, your starters.
This is a good one. I hope the Dodgers, I hope the Dodgers can lock it in, but I don't think it happens. I think the Nats win the game.
We're in agreement there. I'm with you as well.
The Nats one's a layup.
I think Scherzer's Yankees Twins.
Yeah, it's a layup. The Yankees close it. Thanks for coming, Twins. We'll see you down the road.
Yeah, I agree.
It's over. Had a hell of a run.
I think that's how it ends. I think the ALCS, when you hear our voices tomorrow morning, I think the American League Championship Series will be set. It'll be Astros Yankees, and I think you'll have two game fives in the National League.
Right. Well,
I hope we have a couple game fives.
I hope so, too. I don't know. We'll see. So, in closing, we got the Astros at Tampa Bay. We got the Braves at St. Louis. We got the Dodgers at Washington. And you got the Yanks in Minnesota. Poor Twins fans. They're going to watch their team just get beat at home and sent away while the Yankees celebrate.
They won 101 games. And they it's different teams. The Yankees have won now 12 straight playoff games against Minnesota.
Oh, my God.
I think they've won 14. They came in. They've won 13 of 15. They've now won 15 of 17 overall against Minnesota. But 12 straight. They just own. And it's different teams, Taz.
I know.
I mean, it's not like the same guys. It's not like you got Joe Mauer.
No.
I mean,
you're not
seeing Justin Morneau at first base. Yeah. There's no Torrey Hunter.
No Kirby Puckett.
Right. Jock Jones.
I remember him.
Right. Remember him?
Yeah.
Christian Guzman.
I mean,
this is a different Minnesota team.
AJ Preninsky.
Yes. That's another one. Right.
Yeah.
How about Mr. Long Island, Joe Nathan,
yeah.
Closing games out.
That's right. I forgot about him, too.
And all they do is own them. I as a Yankee fan, I'd like to see Minnesota get a game, because to win 101 games in the regular season, Taz, and then get swept away.
But Yankee fan, you want them squashed. You're being nice.
No. Here's the deal.
You don't want your team playing another game after this. You want them rested for those Astros.
Don't you feel for Minnesota a little bit?
No, I don't. I'm a Mets fan. I'm a Bills fan. I don't feel for anybody. And I'm an Islander fan.
I feel for Minnesota a little bit. That's tough.
I hear you.
You go 101-61 the regular season, then you get thoroughly thrashed and embarrassed. That rotation.
But if you're a Yankee fan, you can't have any sympathy for the Twins. You have to beat them today at home in Minnesota. You want your guys to chill. You don't want them playing an extra game. You don't need that.
Get yourself set up for the guillotine that is the Astros.
That's the Astros. That's right. And that's going to be the ALCS, and that will be spectacular.
I agree with you.
That
will
be
a fun series.
Spectacular. It really will be.
So there you have it. A lot of playoff baseball today. You got the Monday Night Affair later on tonight at Sewell, which is an intriguing one. The 49ers and the Browns. We'll touch upon that, some other interesting, and some college football notes, too. The brilliance of Ohio State.
Get to your phone calls, too, by the
way.
Sorry.
At 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. That is your number to call. Taz and the Moose with you on a Monday morning. CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227, CBS Sports Radio, toll-free line brought to you by Geico. Great news, quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico, go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Let's head down to Houston, Texas. It's Joseph. It's CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Joseph?
Hey, man. How you guys doing today?
Doing well, Joe.
Joe, what's up?
Hey, I got around to adding you guys on Twitter. I haven't figured out how to quite use it yet, but I'm going to work on that when I get some off time.
All right. Go to YouTube. They'll give you like a tutorial on YouTube. You can learn on there.
Well, I mean, I work a lot. Like, I don't know if you remember who I am. I listen to you guys every day. So
I remember.
Yeah. All right. So listen, I told you a little bit of prayer would help you last week with Buffalo against your Patriots. I think I came through on that one.
Well, we lost the game against the Patriots.
Yeah, it was 6.5 points. They still won.
Oh, true. Like, okay.
Talking about covering the
that's
spread.
That's a good point. All right. Yeah. I thought you meant the actual game. You're talking about the spread. Yeah, no, that's true. Now I remember you.
It's New England. It's New England. You know, like they probably should have, you know, they held them.
Right.
They held
them
down, and I think that they're still potentially in the run for it if somebody can put something to New England. You know,
I know.
They'll catch up to them.
I know.
The other thing is, I was born in Detroit, so I've always been a Lions fan. I was raised in Houston, right. Oilers, Texans, right?
Oilers, so, old school. Love it. Earl Campbell, remember him?
Old school,
him?
Man.
Yeah.
Hey, Boomer, I hated Boomer because he killed me in the playoffs with
the Bengals.
I mean,
oh,
with the
Bengals. Yeah. I remember.
Yeah,
a lot of people hate Boomer.
Came back. Listen, I really think next week with the Detroit Lions and the Green Bay Packers game is a pivotal game just because I think the Lions have what it takes to hold a team defensively right now. I mean, we saw what they did last week to Kansas City, and they kind of opened up a blueprint on Kansas City for Indianapolis to run it up the gut, to run heavy on them. I think we got potential for some serious sways in the league right now. It's super interesting season. And, I mean, who would have thought you would see San Fran, Buffalo, some of these teams that were probably not even looked at or passed over being contenders for dominance in their division?
Yeah, Joe, you're dead on correct. I mean, I've been more impressed. Probably the Lions has been the teams that's probably been one of the more impressive teams, even with their just 2-1-1 record here, Joe. And thanks a lot for the call, buddy. You know, the Bills, you talked up the Bills, Taz, before the start of the year. You know, not all that surprised that Buffalo's played well, like the defense. You know, maybe the fact that, you know, they only have one loss, maybe. The fact that they came back in the style and fashion, which they did. I thought, you know, coming back from 16-0 against the Jets. But I thought the Bills would be a representable team, right?
Right.
You know, I'm not surprised necessarily by them. I guess I am. After last year, how many times we talk about Patricia being a disaster year one as a head coach?
I know.
You know, to look at this Lions team and the fact that, you know, they really should have beat the Chiefs last week.
34-30.
I mean, they could easily be 3-0-1 now coming off the bye.
On the road.
Correct. Yeah. And going on the road next week in Lambeau Field, be 3-0-1, taking out a 4-1 Packer team. Yeah, I think Detroit's got a shot. Well, I think with the way that they played this year, how can you not think they don't have a chance in Lambeau Field?
And to the point you made, and I agree with you, everything you just said, and you got Matt Patricia, who's a guru defensively, okay? He has 2 weeks now, in the middle of the 2 weeks, to prepare for Aaron Rodgers and company, okay, to go on the road to Lambeau and play them. I like his chances there, and I'm a fan of what Green Bay can do, and they're tough as hell at home. But, you know, this Lions-Packers battle for years and decades has always been awesome, a great NFC battle. But I'm just saying, you give Patricia 2 weeks to prepare for a team. He might do some things and shock the world and beat that team.
Yeah,
that could happen.
I don't think there's any doubt. I think the Lions have a shot to win that game. I agree with you. Would not. Now, the caller also, Joseph, mentioned San Francisco. 49ers are 3-0. Now, they beat the Buccaneers week one, Bengals week two, and then a Roethlisberger-less Pittsburgh Steelers team week three, in which they turned the football over 5 times. If I were to list teams that have surprised me, I'd probably say San Francisco is probably the most surprising of the three. The fact that they are 3-0, the fact that they got here the way that they did. Now, I think it'll be interesting tonight with the Browns coming to town.
Sure.
Was Cleveland last week, Taz, a case where they found themselves, or was their performance against the Ravens a week ago based on the opponent they went up against? Because this is a much more defensively sound 49er team, I think, than they faced last week. So it'll be interesting to see, can that offense for the Browns have the same amount of success against the 49ers tonight in the Monday night game as they did last week against the Ravens?
Well, and that's just going to make this game real good, too. And Baker Mayfield, he's got six INTs right now, I believe. And you know, he's got to really, you know, you got to be careful with that. That's a healthy number.
That is.
And you got a pretty good Niners defense here with some good players on that defense. So And, you know, you're in Santa Clara. You're playing them, you know, on the road. I think it's going to be a little tough tonight for Baker. I know he loves the bright lights. I know that. I picture, as far as that Brown team, Nick Chubb having a better game than Mayfield. I think that's what you want to do on the road, too, against this type of defense, try to run the ball as much as you can. And let's see what Jimmy G does. Let's see what Jimmy G does, man. I mean, you know, he's having an okay year right now, I guess, right? I only saw him play once this year. I didn't get a chance to watch that much.
Yeah, he's played okay. I mean, he was awful in the preseason, Taz, but I think you hit upon it. I think the Browns got back to being what the Browns were last year.
Run the ball, man. Just be
run
tougher,
the ball, you know? Some two tight end sets.
Yeah.
Throw off the run. Yes, you've got Landry, you've got Beckham, right, and you've got those kind of guys, but you have to stick to what you are personality-wise. Just because you have those guys, that should also make it a little bit easier for you to be able to run it effectively, because those guys have got to be paid attention to,
sure,
by opposing defenses. So I think they kind of got back to who they were last week. Now, yep, can they impose their will tonight against a 49er defense that I think is significantly better than the one they faced last week in Baltimore?
Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
It'll be a fun one. Good,
yeah,
Monday night game tonight.
Yeah, sure, definitely. I'm watching that. I'm not watching wrestling, so I'm gonna watch football tonight. Just so you know.
Why no wrestling?
Because I don't want to watch it.
Okay,
that's fine.
All right. Anything more than, or just that's it?
Andrew Bogus is here.
There you go, Andrew. Good morning.
Oh, hey guys.
So this report is brought
segment.
Yes, very
perfect.
Nice.
Not awkward at all. Here's your report brought to you by Geico. Great news! There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to Geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. The morning after loss number 49 in 5+ seasons, Jay Gruden fired in Washington. Yesterday's 33-7 home loss to the Patriots, the final straw. Bill Callahan is the interim replacement. We'll hear from team president Bruce Allen at 1 Eastern today. It is the Indianapolis Colts that give the Chiefs their first loss of the season, and it came at Arrowhead.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
QB Jacoby Brissett ran for the Colts' only TD. Adam Vinatieri had 4 field goals, and the defense sacked Patrick Mahomes 4 times, allowed just 36 rushing yards.
You can't ask for a better job. The whole group. You know, I know we had a lot of players playing that aren't used to playing, and everybody just stepped up and played, you know, a hell of a game.
From Brissett to Chiefs QB Patrick Mahomes, he finished the night on a sore left ankle after getting stepped on by offensive lineman Cam Irving. Andy Reid thinks his QB will be okay. Steelers QB Mason Rudolph in the league's concussion protocol, but home from the hospital after a scary scene in Pittsburgh yesterday. Safety Earl Thomas got Rudolph on the chin with his helmet. Ugh. As Rudolph threw on the run in the third quarter. He was out cold before he hit the ground, but eventually walked off the field. The Ravens won the game 26-23 in overtime. The Bills got a 14-7 win in, yeah, Tennessee. They are 3-0 on the road now. Marcus Mariota sacked 5 times. Cairo Santos missed 3 kicks, had 1 blocked. And the Titans...
Kid, hold on a second. That kid could not hit.
No.
I don't know if you guys saw it, but I actually felt bad for him.
Terrible.
He could not... That kid is... He can't kick well. I mean,
I'm just telling you. I'm being Captain Obvious, but I'm just telling
like that dude, man, that poor kid.
Yeah,
and his teammates kept trying to pick him up, even at the end of the game.
Yeah.
He must be loved in that locker room or something, because a lot of guys would be like, yo, dude, you're not dressed in the locker room. You got to go. Like, he had a bad day.
Bad day.
Bad day. Yeah.
And they also had a couple touchdowns called back on penalties.
Yeah, 2.
They did. Yeah. They did. Hey,
you'll
breaks.
Take it.
Yes, damn right.
Christian McCaffrey, 237 scrimmage yards, 3 touchdowns. His Panthers down the Jaguars 31-24. The Raiders snuck past the Bears in London 24-21. And the Packers held off the Cowboys 34-24 in Dallas. Green Bay led 31-3. The boys' comeback finally ended when Brett Maher missed a 33-yard field goal with 1:41 left. 7 2-out runs in the 6th inning in Washington. The Dodgers storming to a 10-4 win and a 2-1 lead on the Nationals in their NLDS. It was the 9th inning for the Braves in St. Louis.
Pitch on the way. Out towards center field. Will it fall in? It will! Ortega scores. Here comes Dansby. The throw is wild. The Braves have the lead. And standing at second is Duvall. What a come-from-behind effort in the ninth for Atlanta.
Jim Powell on Braves radio. Adam Duvall's tie-breaking 2-run single followed Dansby Swanson's tying RBI double. Atlanta a 3-1 win and a 2-1 series lead. Game four for both of those is today. The Astros and Rays in Tampa Bay, with Houston looking to sweep, leads off the schedule. The Yankees looking to sweep in Minnesota is the final game of the day. First pitch is 7:40 Central. Away from the postseason, Joe Maddon expected to interview with the Angels today, and the NBA issued a statement overnight trying to mend fences in China after Rockets GM Daryl Morey tweeted his support of Hong Kong protesters with his team in China. The Chinese Basketball Association has suspended its relationship with the Rockets. Morey tweeted his apology yesterday. Guys?
Yeah, and there are some rumblings down in Houston. Morey might get fired.
And then some saying that that's completely false.
I know.
So I don't know what to believe.
But there was they've had conversations about getting rid of him.
And then there's also some controversy, some confusion about the NBA statement that was put out in Chinese, translated to, we condemn what he said, he shouldn't have said it. Well, the straight English one is tiptoes between, he's allowed to say what he wants, but please don't hate us, China.
Right.
And the NBA says the English one is what we should go with, but people were asking then why the Chinese one, why is that different? So good times for the NBA.
Yeah, really is. I mean, that's a very, very tricky spot, and certainly affects they're looking at it from a business model perspective. We'll come back. Another incredible day for Christian McCaffrey. The Jets' offensive line got destroyed. We've got the undercard for you next. It's Taz and Moose on a busy Monday morning right here, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. Give Taz and the Moose a call, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
All right, time now to answer our Ask the Pros question of the day, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. This question is from Ross down in beautiful Delaware. Did you hear John Gruden after the Raiders win yesterday? I did. For those that didn't, victory over the Bears in London. Here, take a listen.
I don't have a disco in here. I don't have a disco. Well, let's all start dancing. I say this, man. I'm 56 years old. That's the most fun I've ever had tonight, man. I am so proud of you. You have no idea. I mean, we've been through a roller coaster already, but what you proved today is one thing. You can beat anybody, anywhere, on any time zone. You got it. We're going to have a great flight home. We have some injuries. I want everybody to have a great bye week. Uh-huh. You have a whole week off.
Yeah! Oh, that's big right there. You know, he's celebrating, laughing, his brother's crying. Just got fired.
Don't forget, you can submit a question. I know, you're right about that.
That's true.
Well, maybe, as you pointed out, maybe Jay will be brought aboard as some kind of offensive consultant. Hey, there,
is he the little brother or older brother? Who's older?
No, John's older.
All right. Hey, yeah. Big bro, can you help me out?
Yes. Jay used to coach in the Arena League.
That's right. I actually did know that.
Yeah. I think, did he coach, was it the New York franchise?
Jay Gruden? We'll have our
was
research.
Was it the one that was at the Coliseum? There was one at the Coliseum.
There wasn't Nassau Coliseum you're talking about, right? We said the Coliseum. La, 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 la. We're looking into it.
Don't forget, you can submit a question by going to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices.
Orlando.
Every single day. Sorry. Orlando.
Orlando Predators. Predators. Right. And the Nashville Cats.
So two before he made his way to the National
he
Football
He started
League.
Off for those wondering in 97 with the Nashville. I remember this. With the Nashville Cats, he was the offensive coordinator, I believe. And then the next 4 years in the AFL, the Arena Football League, he was the head coach of the Orlando Predators. And then he went to the Buccaneers after that.
Then he went to the Bucs.
Offensive assistant for like years, like 6-7 years. Then he went to the Florida Tuskers.
Was that Dungy or Gruden?
Yes. And then in 2009... I think it was Dungy. And then in 2009, he went to the Florida Tuskers in the UFL. What is that?
Oh, that was that...
I don't know what that is.
That was that defunct league, I think, where Jim Fossil was a head coach.
Oh, I remember Jim Fossil.
Remember that?
Was he on our show here? Yeah.
Yes, we had Jim Fossil on. Right? Get over it.
From him. Get over it.
Right.
Enough already. Stop crying.
We had... So I think that was the league where, God rest his soul, Denny Green came back and was a coach. Jim Fossil was coach.
Yes.
I believe that was the UFL. Remember that? It was like a 6-team league.
I do remember that. Yep.
A semi-pro league. They had four coaches. I think that's the league. I'm not 100%.
UFL.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I said, Pete. UFL. He's like acting like it's breaking news.
All right.
I said that
earlier.
UFL. Pay attention to the show, sir.
Hey, give the Raiders credit. 3-2. You want to talk about surprises, Taz? We talked about surprises earlier on, right? And we had our buddy down in Texas talking about the very fact of where the Lions are at 2-1-1.
Yeah.
I never would have, if you told me the Raiders would be a 3-2 team after 5 weeks going into their bye week, I would have taken any bet against that. I really would be. And give Gruden credit. A lot of people have said the game had passed them by. You know, that, you know, coming off a lost season, look what they did in the offseason. People were attacking the draft that Mayock had last year. Yeah. And he had everything with going on with Antonio Brown, the drama surrounded whether
just
or not he
survived that. Alone.
Survived that. And everything surrounding the quarterback, too. Yeah. I mean, the fact that Carr's not his guy. Remember, they hinting about the fact that they like Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
You know, Gruden's like, I don't care about size anymore when I look at quarterbacks. Yeah. It has nothing to do with it. The league has changed. And that they win that game in London. I don't care where the game was played, to beat that Bears team and offensively to be as good as they were yesterday against what is arguably the best pound-for-pound defense in the National Football League in England yesterday was a hell of a victory. I give them all the credit in the world. I never thought they'd win that game yesterday.
Nah, that was super, super impressive for sure. And like you said about that Bears defense, to do it against that and the Khalil Mack deal. I mean, see, so then looking at Anthony Moore, I didn't realize Mack didn't want to play for him apparently, for Gruden. That's what the gimmick was. I remember we talked about this way back. Gruden was contacting Khalil Mack when he was with the Raiders still, and he wasn't returning Gruden's calls.
That's amazing.
That's what was going on. I did a little research on this yesterday. So, yeah, interesting. But great victory for sure to play that and do that in London and beat that Bears team. Very impressive.
Yeah, and who else was impressive yesterday, Taz? You got a lot of burn in fantasy drafts coming into the league and coming into the year. People thought he was arguably probably the second best running back fantasy-wise in the National Football League. And that is Christian McCaffrey, who people looked at McCaffrey coming out of Stanford and said, well, let's see him do it in the National Football League, right? We know he's the son of Ed, who was a longtime wide receiver with the Denver Broncos, but let's see him do it in the NFL. And I mean, he put on an absolute show yesterday against the Jacksonville Jaguars down in Carolina. 176 yards on the ground, two touchdowns, including an 84-yard touchdown run. Also had 61 yards receiving. You're talking about a running back yesterday that had over 230 yards of total offense from the line of scrimmage. I mean, he is as good as gold when you look at players, and he is an absolute game breaker. And, Taz, if they decided to, and they'll never do it because he's too valuable to the offense, but if they ever decided to have him do kick returns, he could actually help him out on special teams. They'll never do it because he's too
dangerous. It's too dangerous.
I know it's too dangerous, but he was a hell of a returner when he was in college.
Absolutely. He's a tough, strong kid, fast, athletic. I remember at Stanford, he was an animal. It's funny. I just realized this. You got Fournette yesterday. You know, obviously, Leonard Fournette, Jacksonville Jaguars running back, going against McCaffrey for Panthers. Remember, those were the two guys that sat out of their respective bowl games, right?
They were.
Remember that?
Yeah.
LSU and Stanford? And that was like one of the, I don't know if it was the first time, but that was like early goings of people doing that, of athletes doing that.
That's
and
right.
It was a big talking point.
We had that conversation. And they probably made, I mean, they obviously made the right call because they didn't want to get hurt. Right?
Yeah, both of them.
And
yeah.
Fournette shut it down before that, did he not? Didn't Fournette shut it down?
I'm
trying to remember. Didn't he shut it down?
LSU.
Because McCaffrey, I thought, played in the final regular season game, if memory serves me correct, and then didn't play in the bowl game. I thought Fournette shut it down before the end of the LSU regular season.
Yeah.
I could be wrong on that. And then he skipped out on the bowl game as well. I might be wrong, but you're right. I mean, they did miss and skipped out, and both of them
were studs.
He had
a good game, too, by the way, yesterday. Fournette.
Oh, he did.
He played well, Fournette.
I mean, he did, but in terms of game, he doesn't have the speed, the top-end speed that McCaffrey has.
No, he doesn't. He's much bigger, too.
He's a
physically bigger guy.
Yes.
He's like a Derrick Henry, you know, a grueling, a brute type runner, you know?
When McCaffrey hits top-flight speed, it almost looks like a world-class sprinter.
The guy's going down an unbelievable athlete. Like, he's a freak.
He really is.
His father was a tremendous player. His father was a tough-nosed receiver, not a big guy. He had some speed.
His dad was significantly bigger, though.
Muscular, yeah. But he wasn't.
Well, he was taller.
He was taller, yeah.
I could be wrong. I thought Ed McCaffrey was 6'5".
No, I don't think so. Maybe you're right. That's news to me. I didn't think he was big of a guy.
I thought Ed McCaffrey was 6'5".
Oh, everybody's jumping on this right now, trying to get the information. Oh, my God.
I thought he was.
No, I don't think.
6'5".
Yeah,
6'5". What? Are you kidding me?
Ed McCaffrey's a big guy.
The hell is going on? I didn't know that.
Yeah, Ed McCaffrey, I think, was originally a Giant.
Shame on me. He was. He was a Giant.
Originally drafted by the Giants.
I remember that, too.
But, yeah, he's a much bigger man because Christian McCaffrey's about
5'11". Yeah.
So, but he put on an absolute display yesterday. Yeah. All right, here we go, the undercard.
Taz and the Moose present the undercard. The stories from today's rundown that we haven't talked about on the show.
All right, Mike.
All right, it's early, but next week you have to pick one. Don't pick a tie. Redskins at Dolphins. Who do you like?
Redskins. I'm going to take the Dolphins.
That's funny.
Easy. I'm going to take the Dolphins.
I'll take it. Yeah, you didn't even hesitate. I'm like trying to think. You're like, no, I'll throw the Dolphins all the way.
I want it.
Where's the game?
In Miami.
In Miami. No, you're taking the Dolphins. Redskins will be partying down there.
Yeah, I'm going Dolphins.
They'll have a couple land sharks. They'll be at the Clevelander.
Yeah, I'm with the night before. I'm going with the Dolphins. Kenyon Drake run the ball amok.
Right, the Redskins.
Josh Rosen.
The Redskins can't wait for basically the new year. So the season's going to be over and they can go on vacation. They can't wait.
Yeah, I'm with you. Dolphins. I'm with you.
And I mentioned off the air, speaking of the Redskins, Diana Rossini, I think I'm pronouncing her name. Yes. She does a great job on ESPN, right? Yeah. she reported that people within the Redskins, after the Gruden firing came down,
yes,
said that they believe Dwayne Haskins is one to two additional seasons.
Oh, my God.
Could you imagine?
Oh, Lord.
One to two additional years.
That poor kid. That poor kid.
Oh, I mean, that's... All right, next.
I want my hair back. Is Ohio State the best college football team in America?
Jeez. They might be. I mean, the best?
I mean, defense is second or third-ranked defense in the entire nation. We know what they can do offensively. They took it to Michigan State. The week previous, Taz, a lot of people were on Nebraska going into, going into Lincoln, and they absolutely destroyed the Cornhuskers and Scott Frost.
It was not even a game.
Not even a game. Yeah. Taz, they could be. They could be. I mean, I'm not going to read all that much. You and I were kind of level-headed. We didn't read all that much into the Carolina close game. They easily could have beat Clemson. They'll get better as the season goes along. Look at Alabama. They're not getting as much burn this year as years gone by. I think the Buckeyes are right there with both of them.
Yeah, they are. I mean, listen, they got, there's not, I can't tell you one quality win. Indiana's not a quality win. Cincinnati's not a quality win. Nebraska's not even. I mean, Michigan State, now they got to, a couple more Big Ten games. They got to go to Northwestern. Then they got their hosting the Badgers. That should be a good
game. That'll be a good one.
And then they got Maryland, so they got, I don't know. I mean, I love Big Ten football, don't get me wrong, I do. But I do think the more quality football, like a lot of folks, I think, would agree with this, is SEC for sure.
I'd agree with that.
To answer your question there, Mike, in long-winded form, for me, I can't speak for Moose, no, they are not the best in the country.
All right, right now then, who would you say is better?
I knew you were going to do that.
No, I'm not going to ask you. Okay, neutral site field, no home field advantage. Ohio State Clemson right now, who are you going to take? Put the point spread aside just to win the game. Ohio State Clemson.
Damn.
I'd probably take the Buckeyes. I might take the Buckeyes.
You're tapping out on Trevor Lawrence already.
I'm not tapping. No. I think it can go either way. I'm not saying that there's a decided. I'm not, Taz, this is not the Pats and everybody else, right? When you look at it.
I'm not
disrespecting your Bills, but it's not that case. I just look at it to where. If I were, from what I've seen, and you're right about the Ohio State Buckeyes not playing a lot of great teams, they haven't. They haven't been tested. We'll learn a lot when they take on Wisconsin in a couple weeks. But if from what I've witnessed this year, I think Ohio State's played better football up until this stage in Clemson. Doesn't mean we go to early January Clemson's not going to be a better team. I'm saying now in early October.
Early October, neutral site, I'm going the opposite. I'm going to go with my friend Davo Sweeney.
You're going to go Clemson.
I'm going Clemson. I'll tell you, in my opinion, arguably one of the best performances this weekend was Florida. Beating Auburn was a huge... I think they were home Florida. That was big. And the Gators are 6-0 right now. So that was big. I mean, that was big. We had 24-13 victory over a legit defense. That's a big win over that Tigers defense. That's phenomenal.
That is a good win. But I'll tell you, Taz, it's refreshing that we can actually have the conversation debate.
Yeah, you're right.
You know why? How many years has it been... Well, since we've been doing this show, last year, I mean, the first show we did, we came off the national championship game.
Yeah, that's right.
Right? We came off the national championship game. Did we not?
We did. Yes, we did.
And so that was the big comeback, right?
Yeah,
that was. So, and then the second last year was almost a fait accompli that was going to be Clemson and Alabama.
Yeah.
At the end, it ended that's up right. being, and Clemson destroyed them. It's refreshing to actually throw another team into the mix and have a kind of conversation about
it. It's nice. How about your buddy Harbaugh? Got a victory, big victory over the Hawkeyes there. That's a big win, 10-3.
That is a good win.
The Wolverines.
That is a good win. Maybe Rutgers helped to right the ship.
Well, they're just losing.
Well, the week previous, 52-0. Yeah, Taz, good stuff, brother.
Thank you, sir.
All right, you got it. Mike, Pete, thank you. Bogus with the updates. Thanks for everybody listening. Tune in. Download that podcast. Radio.com, Apple Podcast, Stitcher, each and every day. Have a wonderful Monday, everybody. Until tomorrow, peace.
There's got to be a 10-second runoff here.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLBPlus.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and, in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.